This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Found your friends on the DJD program, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, along with Kara Schillen, who is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We've all made a choice to be with you, and you've made a choice to be with us, and thank you for that. At the root of all good are good intentions, and Jennifer Horn has the best of intentions. I can tell you that after having been around her for years and years and years. So an intention is an important thing. Your intention is to give us important information, I'm sure, as we start this hour, Jennifer, right?
Yes, of course. And the focus back on what was one of the biggest stories of the week. No doubt we were all in Mueller time, of course, Mueller mode this week. But before that, we were talking about Notre Dame and the cathedral fire. And the Paris police investigators have now started to release a little bit of the early findings of their investigation. It was always believed that this was accidental, that this was started as a result of some renovations that were ongoing at the cathedral, but now investigators think that an electrical short circuit most likely caused the fire at Notre Dame. According to police officials in France, they paid a day-long tribute to firefighters who saved the world-renowned landmark. After that, police told media outlets that investigators have made an initial assessment of the cathedral, but they don't think, and they've searched to see if there are any ongoing safety hazards. The good news is they have not been given the clearance yet, but they expect that to happen in the next couple of days. So that's good news. They can go through and see where some of the other safety problems might be. They can continue their assessment to go on to rebuild. Right now, the fragile walls of the cathedral are being shored up by wooden planks, and investigators have said that they think the fire is accidental. They've been questioning cathedral staff and workers who are carrying out the renovations on the cathedral. Over 40 people were questioned as part of this, and police have said initially they think that it could have been an electrical short circuit, which would make sense because remember the timeline. The fire was the first alarm went off after 6 o'clock, I think around 6:20 local time in Paris, and the security staff was able to evacuate the cathedral. There was a mass going on at that time, but they were not ever able to find smoke or fire. They were then alerted by another alarm that there was a fire. That's when they actually found the smoke. That was around 6:50. There was a half an hour of time that investigators were really interested in. And if somebody had been the cause of it, or if some, and I mean accidentally the cause of it, if it was a worker, somebody who was there working on the renovation project, you would think they would know where that fire broke out. If it was an electrical short circuit, that makes sense because a spark would obviously start that. And that's why it took so long for people to find where the source of the fire and the smoke was actually coming from. So that's the initial report from investigators in Paris. Of course, there are still 1,000 conspiracy theories happening online, on Twitter. Yeah. Everything from terror to who knows what is being touted by some of those people on Twitter.
Well, there have been a lot of things that have happened that have been pretty strange in the last 4 weeks. Things like that are unexplainable, whether this is easily explained or not. One of the things that does, anybody who knows or understands how these renovations take place, the companies that do them, remember that Europe is on a 220 instead of a 110 circuitry, so everything is 220 volts. These are old buildings that have old electrical wiring in them, old circuit breakers, all the stuff is old. And I'm just a speculator here, not someone who knows for sure, but having been involved in renovations and working on stuff myself with my people on occasion, whether it's barns or houses, I know that we have often taxed the amount of electricity available to the point of tripping the breakers if you have a modern panel. If you got an old panel that has those little screw-in fuses, Oftentimes, what we used to do is put a penny in there if the fuse blew out or if it wasn't strong enough. If you need 30 or 40 amps and it's only a 20-amp fuse, you put something in so that you get the most out of it, and the wires get hot. This is complete speculation, but I know how some people work, and if there were a lot of people using the electric outlets, let's say that there was an outlet and somebody had an extension cord on the outlet, or there were two, one plug had two of the extension plugs on it, and then there were two extension plugs on each of those, and somebody put another extension cord on another extension cord, so there were wires going everywhere. The wires get hot, and that could easily have started this fire. Easily.
They were also suggesting something about an elevator system, too. I don't know if there was anything to that, but I'd heard that early on.
I'm betting that my scenario I just painted is what happened.
Yeah, maybe so. That's pretty much how our old apartment in New York looked all the time, the way you just described.
Yeah.
All
right.
Because we had very few outlets, so it's kind of a miracle that we made it out of that building alive.
Also, this past week, focus on the European Union beginning trade talks with our country. They have threatened to slap tariffs on about $20 billion worth of U.S. imports as part of the battle over aircraft subsidies. This is the focus on Airbus and how Airbus competes. There are other things, too. Dried fruit, ketchup, handbags, that sort of thing. But the big deal is over how much money the four countries that own Airbus, France, Spain, England, and Italy, how much they kick in to make this a viable product, these airplanes. And so they want to defend that. The United States doesn't think it's fair because the Airbuses are cheaper than the Boeing planes because of the subsidies, and they think that's unfair. So that is the crux of the tariffs. We have said we don't like this and you can't do it, and that's all part of the talks. So the European Union, the European Commission, negotiating on these agreements. The crux of it for me is going to be
how much more do we have to pay for French wine and cheese? Because that's...
Oh, my God.
That is really... I don't care about the rest of it. That is the only thing that I care about. It's good wine and good cheese.
Let's get to business.
It's going to be more expensive. If everything goes in the direction that it's going and there is sort of a tariff trade war, then stuff like that is definitely going to go up. It's probably good news for American winemakers, but if you like some European stuff, not good.
Well, it would normally be good news for American plane makers, too. The only company that we have that makes planes is in a bit of a controversy at the moment.
Mm-hmm. So, they're a little busy right now.
That will pass, but that was the impetus for much of these discussions, in a manner of speaking. Quarter past the hour, in a moment, the sort of afterlife of Julian Assange's arrest, also a biggie this past week. This is the DJV program.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The Geek Out. In the same week, DC Comics released the jokey fun superhero movie Shazam and the very dark trailer for the upcoming standalone origin story Joker. The trailer is the opposite of Shazam, the polar opposite. Think Taxi Driver or Logan. Joaquin Phoenix plays Arthur Fleck, who eventually becomes the Joker, and the movie is directed ironically by Todd Phillips, who's most famous for the Hangover trilogy. The trailer reveals a movie that will tell the story of a man who's eventually pushed over the edge into madness, and it looks great. great. It's all Joker, no bats, and the trailer holds a ton of promise, but then again, so did the one for Suicide Squad. Joker hits in October, and we've posted a link to the trailer on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
70 and a half the hour on the DJV program with, yes, Jennifer and Victoria and Doug and Kara. Ecuador. This week, focus of millions of cyber attacks after Julian Assange was arrested. They revoked his asylum. Country reportedly hit by lots of cyber attacks. The deputy minister for information there said government institutions have faced more than 40 million computer attacks. He told reporters the attacks, which started last Thursday, actually, have principally come from the U.S., the U.K., Brazil, Holland, Germany, Romania, France, and even inside Ecuador itself. He didn't attribute the attacks to any group in particular. He said it would be hard to pinpoint the responsible party. Some have speculated the attacks might be a retaliation against Ecuador for its decision to revoke Assange's asylum. Say that 100 times fast. Assange's asylum.
Do we know who's actually running WikiLeaks? Is it just because someone's still tweeting? Right? Yeah, and I looked at the website. It is so confusing. I've never looked at it until Assange got taken away. It's so
confusing. I've never seen it either.
Yeah, you should go to it. It's like the weirdest thing.
Yeah, I've only followed the WikiLeaks on Twitter.
That is weird.
So that's how I've seen all the stories, but yeah, it's very weird.
Also, this past week, the North Koreans, little fatty, said he didn't want Mike Pompeo to come to Korea for nuclear talks. So who does he want? I think I said facetiously, how about Dennis Rodman? Because he thinks Pompeo
he
is
like
immature.
That.
Yeah. All right. So who does this is? What's the significance of this?
Well, I think the significance is if these things start to break down, then we need to start adding more sanctions on. We need to start pressuring him because that's what brought him to the table to begin with. So I think we just have to continue to apply and kind of screw down the clamp to try to convince him
that some of those were relieved, though, weren't they? Some of the
no, the only ones that were relieved were like some, I think a new one that was slapped on, but no, all the existing sanctions are still in place.
Oh, they are.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, somebody ought to just kick him in the butt, I think. Maybe someplace else. We give so much, and part of it is through the credibility of, if there is quote unquote credibility in the news media, of all the things that may or not be going on over there. You can say anything, and that doesn't mean it's true or it's provable. Yeah, we all know that. People say things all the time that are not true, but they manage, depending on who you are, get traction.
I think he likes the idea of being an economic mecca for the world. He likes that idea. I think he's now trying to test his limitations to see how far he can push to the United States, and we have to make sure that he can't push us at all.
21 after the hour on the DJV program.
You have haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, grain-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Of musical information and knowledge, part of the attraction to listening to the DJV program, coming up at 24 after the hour, Music This Hour, featuring as we get started with Sammy Hagar, who has said he's been chasing you around for years. Who's he talking to? Willie Nelson. Sammy interviewed Willie on his travel series. This is the fourth season of his music, food, and travel series called Rock and Roll Road Trip. Hagar catches up with Willie in Texas, joins him on his bus for a candid conversation. He said, quote, "I've been arrested in everything I've owned." Nelson says, running with the law on his bus. Hagar assumes Nelson would at least catch a break in his home state, but Willie says they'll give me a nice cell. He also visited Billy Bob's Honky Tonk in Fort Worth, attends a rodeo, but the centerpiece of the episode is the time he spends with Willie Nelson. The two of them share observations over unrelenting questions about their retirement. "I tell them this is my last tour," says Nelson, "and every time I say, now, this is the last one." The episode of the Rock and Roll Road Trip that we're talking about will air on Access TV, AXS, that's Mark Cuban's network, 8 o'clock on the 5th of May. I want to see that myself. I will watch that. Nelson, Jennifer, will you remind me about that?
Sure.
On the 5th?
Was that? Add it in my calendar.
That's 2 weeks from this weekend? Yeah, 2 weeks from this weekend. Yep. Nelson will host his fourth annual July 4th picnic in Texas this summer as well. And Sammy is touring with his new band, The Circle, featuring Jason Bonham on drums and ex-Van Halen mate Michael Anthony is playing the bass. They are going to release their new album, Space Between, on the 10th of next month. So lots of action for both Sammy Hagar and Willie Nelson as we go into the summertime. That'll be a good show. I'll watch that show. Next up musically for us here on the DJV program is George Strait, who's riding high once
now
again. He's out on tour. I love George Strait. I think he's fabulous.
You want to talk about a guy who can sit on a stage with a guitar and give you the
so
best concert
charisma
of your life.
Is it very
so good.
Calm? He grossed to almost $13 million on March 17th. That's one concert, folks. at the stadium in Houston. Got another $12 million on March 30th in the Atlanta stadium there. As a result, this marks his 20th number one rank in the box score chart, first since September 2016 shows that were at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. His shows in Houston and Atlanta are among the biggest in his career, coming his second and third shows to earn more than $10 million. One show, $10-12 million. The only time Strait grossed more than that was his June 7th, 2014 performance in Arlington, Texas, which was billed as his final show. I love these guys.
Just kidding. I know.
With 10 or 12 million a pop, I think I'll do a few more. Thanks very much. He played to 104,000 people. That tour, or that stop in June of 2014, netted him $18 million. The highest grossing show in the history of the Billboard box score by any country artist. His in-the-round performances capping the annual Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, known as Rodeo Houston, sets a single-night attendance record for the venue. 80,108 tickets were sold for that. So he's going to continue to play occasional dates this year. He's got a night at Foxborough Stadium here in Massachusetts, headlining with Garth Brooks. Well, that'll be some serious cash they'll be taking in that, that night. Yeah. And then he's got his residency at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, though. Nothing wrong with him. He's got it on straight, and we're going to straight, if you'll pardon the pun. George Strait, here on the DJV program at 28 past the hour.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the holiest periods for both Christians and Jews is underway, as today is Good Friday for Christians, and at dusk begins Passover for Jews. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan says, "People too often see just evil and hate in the world." He explains how Holy Week applies to people.
He died on the cross. Jesus Christ, true man, died. Jesus Christ, true God, rose, okay? And he's wanting us to be part of that divine plan.
The 8 days of Passover commemorate enslaved Jews' exodus out of Egypt. Democrats in the House and Senate slamming Attorney General Bill Barr, saying he deliberately distorted significant portions of the Robert Mueller report on the Russia investigation. And they say they want Barr to stop misleading the public on the contents of that report. This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ah, the bow elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
DJV is everywhere, ready, willing, and able to tune into what's going on. What the heck is going on here? Jennifer Horan is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here, and I'm here. So, Victoria, let's get focused. Let's get going. Let's go.
All right. Well, a trending name in the news is Timothy Williams. Now, that might not be a name you recognize. However, he has a very visible face. He is the pitch man for the travel site Trivago. And he is in the news for not a great reason. He's been arrested in Houston after police say they found him passed out behind the wheel of a car while he was in moving traffic. So the Houston police, this is crazy. Houston police said he was passed out. He had his foot on the brake. He was in a moving lane of traffic. Luckily, no one was hurt, and he didn't hit anyone. But I guess other people who were driving around him in this slow-moving traffic noticed that there was a dude behind the wheel who's passed out. So police pulled him over, and he failed a field sobriety test. He submitted to a blood draw, and his mugshot is not cute. And, of course, he's this kind of disheveled-looking guy that I think he's creepy as a spokesperson for Trivago, and I personally would never book a hotel based on his recommendation, but Trivago basically said that they take these incidents very seriously. They strongly condemn drinking and driving, and they say it poses a risk to others and goes against the Trivago culture.
That's a stupid statement.
Yeah. But if you're wondering where this guy has also been seen, he had roles on The Cosby Show as well as Law and Order. However, he basically shot to fame as the Trivago pitchman. So, and in recent ads or recent campaigns, they've combed his hair and they've added some like nicer clothing to him because he looks like a homeless
guy. See you later, alligator. Speaking of stupid stuff, your pal Gronk, Jennifer, takes the trophy and uses it as a baseball bat, and now the trophy has a big dent in it. That's not too bright. But
I
then
saw
he's
that.
Not too bright. I guess anyway. Is he going to be what a wrestler?
Is
what is he doing? What is he doing? Yeah, anybody know?
I don't know. Why, I think he wants to go into wrestling. I don't know why he did this. Probably because he's just, I don't know. I don't know why he would do that.
He's impulsive.
He's your boyfriend, Jen. You're supposed to keep tabs on
him. We don't talk much, Victoria.
He's impulsive. Let's put it that way.
You know what, though? I don't actually think, just kind of a side note, I don't think this is the first time it's gotten dented. Because Kate Mara, who the actress, her whole family, her parents own the Steelers.
The Giants.
And the Giants. Yep. So she's from, like, a football dynasty, and she apparently, I remember watching an interview with her once, and she was dating a guy who was British and played soccer, and he held onto it, and the football fell off the top, and he went to go catch it, but he was wearing steel-toed boots, and it got a little dent in it, and he was no longer her boyfriend after that. So I guess, I don't know, they must have a way of fixing it, because I think it's been dented in the past. Is Gronk an idiot? Yes, but they'll probably find a solution for it.
Right, speaking of that. A boyfriend.
Well, he used it as a bat, though, so that's even worse than just dropping it.
I know.
It.
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah. Boyfriends and football players. Girlfriends and football players. Tom Brady and Bridget Moynihan. Apparently, she is writing a book about the split between her and Tom Brady as she
Poor
was
Tom
pregnant.
Brady and her.
That's that too, with their child. So this book, I'm surprised. Are you surprised? Anybody surprised she's writing the story? Is it pretty much?
Well, things are pretty calm between all of them now. So I think maybe, you know, I don't know why she's writing a book now.
Until the book comes out.
Yeah, that's true. Right. So, you know, this is her side of the story. She had a pretty emotional time and... You know, and he obviously was with the person he wanted to be with and is still married to Giselle, so it was a pretty unfortunate circumstance. But like, people love, you know, anyone who doesn't like Tom Brady, I think, is going to read this book hoping to, like, get some intel.
Get some juice.
Yeah.
The book is called Our Shoes, Ourselves. Bridget Moynihan, for those who don't know, is one of the mainstays on Blue Bloods. That show's been on the air for 9 years, and she's been a very focal point in it. She came across this season a little tougher than she had before. She got a new job on the show. And so, but the relationship, it's obviously, and I've read a couple of things about how the cast gets along. The cast is apparently, as you see them on the show, they're like family. They all get along. Apparently, she loves Selleck, and he's very much a father figure for her. The boys get along. Everybody loves Danny. Donnie Wahlberg. And so it's what kind of you see is what you get. And I would bet that there are a few squabbles on the set, too, like families that have squabbles. But this story is something that I kind of forgot about. And New Englanders have forgot about it. So whether it'll sell well in New England or not, probably you're right, Jennifer. The people who don't like him, or Victoria, you said that, don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
The book is called Our Shoes, Ourselves. And so anyway... she has apparently a sort of a fetish for shoes. Anybody here like that, Jennifer?
That's me.
Really? Yeah. She said that she focused when they got done on taking her life back. Very public. He didn't look good because she was pregnant.
It has to be hard. I remember hating him for years. I couldn't stand Tom Brady. And then he started to grow on me. And obviously the reason I like the Patriots is Gronk, so I don't know if I'll continue
but
to read.
But she's sort of still, if you read the stuff between the lines, I haven't seen the book yet, but if you read between the lines, I think she's still got a thing for him. I think she still has, and her character.
Isn't she married now? She's married to somebody else.
I don't know.
She was with a director for a long time, Mick G, and then I think she's married now and has another kid with her husband. Yeah, I think that's probably why it's okay for her to talk about this stuff now, because everything's calmed down and Giselle and Tom are happy and she's happy and they're co-parenting and I think everything's okay.
Yeah. Well, I think that we go through, I mean, you know, again, it's all kind of speculation. What do these people mean and what's it all about and blah, 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 blah. Here's Demi Moore opening up about her story of addiction. There's all kinds of stuff coming out now. This time, usually this stuff doesn't go out until Christmas because people want to buy the books and give them to people.
People don't spill secrets till Christmas. Usually they don't talk about their addiction until least Thanksgiving.
Anyway, she writes about her high-profile marriages. Apparently, the one that's most famous, obviously, is the one she and Bruce Willis and their children that they had together. They seem to get along, though, talking about getting along. They seem to have gotten along pretty well with their children, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. And she's, by the way, for whatever the reason or however it happened, and you know, the story of her and Ashton Kutcher. But apparently she's a very, very smart investor and is worth about $500 million because of investments that she's made with the money that she made in movies and stuff. Very high profile. But
she's also got a lot of real estate holdings. She actually made Ashton a lot of money while they were together.
Yeah. Right.
When they split up, they had a huge amount of money to split because of her real estate holdings and things.
Yeah, she's very smart at investing. Yep. Yeah. So that's another little bit of gossip here and there. There's a bit of focus in a moment. I want to talk with the ladies and all of you about what happens. Think about this for the next couple of minutes while you're listening to some good commercials, about where you are in the birth order in your family. Are you first, second, third? How many children are there in your family? And what does that say about your intellectual advantage? Up next here on the DJV program, 43 after the hour.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com's David Gregg, and I've partnered with leading companies to help you with your spring season refresh for your home and life. The Works 40-volt HydroShot power cleaner provides 7 times more pressure than a garden hose, making it great for cleaning vehicles, boats, and your home's exterior. And Works 40-volt trimmer edger sends line at the push of a button and easily switches from trimmer into a wheeled edger. For warm weather hikes, outdoor music events, and picnics, Pelican coolers are a must-buy thanks to their extreme ice retention, durable build, lifetime guarantee, and big selection. Add in a Pelican ice block to pre-chill your cooler and let the fun begin. Staying protected while you're connected at home and on the go is important. Netgear Armor powered by Bitdefender is software that provides antivirus and data theft protection through your Orbi Wi-Fi mesh system to safeguard all of your Windows, Mac, iOS, and Android devices. Gravity Blanket, the premium therapeutic weighted blanket, naturally provides a more restful night's sleep. A sleep score study found over 70% of the participants using the Gravity Blanket reported a more restful sleep. The limited edition Spring 2019 duvet collection can give your Gravity Blanket and home a refresh with 4 print options. Busy Bee's MagSticks 41-piece toy set features durable magnetized sticks and colorful metal balls that can be combined to endlessly engage a child's development with a click. The award-winning MagSticks jumbo size makes them easy to grip and pleasing to kids ages 3 and up and those with sensory challenges. I'm David Gregg, senior editor for BehindTheBuy.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Let's go around the room here, 46 after the hour on the DJV program. Where are you in your family's birth order? There is a study out about the youngest, the oldest. Birth order lends itself to all kinds of stereotypes. According to this, middle child generally thought to be neglected. That's me. I was ignored as a child. And listen to me now.
Now you won't let us ignore you.
The oldest child is the wisest. It's interesting. Research has found.
I don't know if I believe
care.
That.
You're an oldest. You're an oldest, aren't you, Victoria?
I am.
Yeah,
right.
See?
And she's very wise.
I think I'm the only oldest. We've got a good mix here. We literally have a youngest, an oldest, an only, and a middle.
Yeah,
we've got one of everything. Yeah.
One of everything. Research found firstborn children are set up for more academic and intellectual success. Wow, Victoria. The advantage begins startlingly early. Firstborn babies and toddlers are already scoring better on cognitive tests than their younger siblings at the same age. It's likely due to a broad shift in parenting, according to this study from the Journal of Human Resources. Parents give the same amount of love and care to all their children. That's not true. But firstborns get the most mental stimulation, with families unable to keep up in subsequent children. Parents spend less time reading to their children later on and teaching them basic concepts like the alphabet. They don't spend as much time with the... That's what your problem is, the alphabet, Kara. Also less likely to provide engaging toys or activities. You poor kid. Study found... Did you have every... Was it all used clothes and used toys and stuff when you were a kid?
Did you live in a trash can, Kara?
I actually did, yes. Thank you for asking. But yeah, I did have quite a few hand-me-downs. So,
All right. Well, it doesn't. I don't know anybody else in your family. I don't know your sister, but I tell you that I don't think this applies to you. I think you're very smart. Victoria's smart. Jennifer's smart.
I do agree, though, about the oldest child. At least in my family, I can definitely see that they got, you know, what does it say that they are? That they're set up to be more academic and intellectual.
Yeah.
It's not that
right.
My sister did better in school or is more intellectual, but I definitely think that, like, all of the confidence or just the... like outspokenness, all of that went to the oldest sister, and then mm-hmm. She didn't really leave much of that for.
What about us only kids? What do we?
Well,
do?
You get everything.
You get everything.
Kind of treated like an oldest, so I think only kids are set up for academic achievement. Probably.
I was thinking about my two children, Megan and Brendan. Megan absolutely is the much more intellectual, although the two of them are very stimulating. They read a lot. They're great writers. Brendan just wasn't much of a student, nor really was I. I wasn't a student. I wasn't really interested. I was interested in school, and because I had a quick mind, I could go to class and remember stuff and do well enough in tests. But did I do homework, per se? Did I do a lot of reading outside the classroom? No. I was busy at the radio station or at the bull farm, and so I didn't. But I was learning my trade at the bull farm.
That would be a stud.
Yeah. Oh, yes, thank you. There was no professionalism there.
Right.
Megan was very intellectually challenged, but we read a lot to Brendan, too. I find this interesting. It's always, these things are always good for conversation, even if they don't ring a bell with everybody. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
After the hour here on the DJV program, happy to be able to invest some time finding out about what happened at the New York car show. Nick Miles, who is our auto expert exclusively, he belongs to me. He belongs here on the... Yes, there he is, sitting on a plane. All right, I want to, you're not in a 737 MAX because those aren't flying, so what kind of a plane are you in? Let's test, instead of your car knowledge, what kind of a plane are you in?
I have no idea. A pretty one? I have no idea. At least I'm on the plane. That's a good thing.
It is a good thing. So you spent the week at the New York car show. What did you see there that seemed to have the most impact? Because there are a lot of things that were very interesting there, including that $3 million sports car. Good God. Goes 300 miles an hour? What for?
I don't know, because you have money you don't want to spend anywhere else. I have no idea why you'd spend $3 million on a car, Doug. This new Koenigsegg Jesko, named after Mr. Koenigsegg's father as a tribute to his career. But this car will do 300 miles an hour, so Koenigsegg say. It'll cost you $3 million. I'm sure there's sort of some sort of price equation there. The interesting thing is, when you race these cars, they have to have a fin at the back to keep the back wheels on the road. And they also told me it had a ton of downforce on there. And I said, that's probably the same, you know, I've had friends who have had a ton of downforce too. So it's kind of one of those cars that are pretty amazing, but we're never going to own one. We can just fantasize about having it and seeing it. And by the way, I think they were going to make 125 of them, and they sold every single one there, like by the end of the day. So
yeah,
they're all gone. Right. So yeah. somebody's booking out cash that I don't have.
Somebody's got some money. As long as they don't put the same control mechanism in it as they have in the 737 Max, we'll be okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, you're making me a nervous flyer now.
I want to know. Well, all right, so wait a minute. Hold on a second. You're on what airline? You're going from New York to what, Portland?
Yeah, New York's Portland, Oregon. I'm on Delta.
Delta.
That's another gate. Now everybody can find me.
All right, you're probably going to fly in a 757. I'm going to guess that's a 757 they're using for that.
You know, I could pull the safety card out and have a look, couldn't I? I could do that.
Yeah,
have you ever read one of these? I've never done that. Never read
it. I just, no, because it's a 737?
737-900ER.
Okay, yeah. They're going to make more of those and less of the 800 Maxes, I can tell you that. Okay. Toyota and Hyundai have new SUVs. Yeah. Why? And what did you think of those?
You know, Americans are lapping up the SUVs right now. They're selling like hotcakes. Toyota doing the new Highlander. The Highlander's always been kind of one of my favorites because it has so much room in the back. It had most legroom in class or anything. And you have any friend that's over like 5'11", they sure get cramped in the back of these vehicles, especially in the third row. That's really cool. And of course, they have all these sort of safety sense things now. So the car will automatically brake if you're going to take down a cyclist or a pedestrian. I kind of like that because there's always so much paperwork involved when that happens. But the Hyundai came out with a tiny little SUV called the Venue. This thing's the smallest SUV they've ever made. I like the idea. It starts around $20,000. And, you know, it looks pretty robust. It's only going to come in two-wheel drive or front-wheel drive, so you're not going to be able to take it crazy places. But it looks pretty robust, and this is sort of what Americans are lapping up. I think the one thing that kind of caught my eye a little bit was Subaru have a new Outback, but they tell me there's an infrared camera in this car, and it watches you. And I'm like, oh, here we go, Well, it doesn't want you to take your eyes off of the road, Doug. And so if you take your eyes off the road, it'll tell you. You're not paying attention, put your eyes back on the road. And I said, you know, if all of us that are married of us, we don't need that. We have someone to do that already that sits next to us.
Right. That's it, right. You got that. Back, the back seat.
They have a machine.
Front seat driving. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this,
exactly.
There's an electric truck that you saw there?
Yeah. So this company is actually, I'm really excited about them. They're called Rivian. They're from Illinois. They're going to build these trucks in Normal, Illinois. It's designed in America. It's going to be built in America. First of all, they've been around for a little while, but they brought the truck and the SUV to New York City. This thing is going to do 400 miles on a single charge, 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. And it's only going to cost about $70,000. If you're a truck owner now, that's, you know, that's a par for the course for a regular gasoline truck. And it gives me hope that, you know, the whole car industry isn't going to go down the toilet as soon as autonomy arrives.
Now, it looks like a Jeep, sort of, what I'm looking at. I'm looking at a picture of it. All right, Nick Miles, our auto expert here on the DJV program.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.